from your home for How I Spent $2.3 Billion in 8 Hours, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How we doing?
We're all right.
Yeah, guy. Welcome.
Waiting for more snow.
It's on its way. I think we talked about this once or twice.
So
yeah,
that
guy.
Would be, so we're into our third fake.
Yep, it's third false winter. Today's false spring. It's beautiful. It's snowed today. We're recording on a Wednesday because that's how we roll. And it snowed this morning, and now it's beautiful and wonderful. We're going to roll like that until, Sunday when it's going to snow. Yeah.
Saturday
into Sunday. And oh, yeah, you guys will know. You'll see it. Yeah, it's coming. We'll be there. We'll all shovel together.
It ain't over yet.
We'll shovel together. It'll be cool. It's a good day. It is the start of an NFL holiday.
Yeah.
It is spending day in the NFL.
Or otherwise known as the official start of the league. Has it started yet?
League free agency starts today, Wednesday, at like 1 o'clock in the... I thought it was 1? 4.
So I'm not sure if that's Eastern or...
Sometime soon. So the last couple days in the NFL, there's a period between when the league year ends and the new one begins, where agents can talk to teams and high-level free agents start to get, bought. The teams are spending big money.
Yep.
It should not surprise you that the league, with 30 teams, spent $2.3 billion on free agency. It's an incredible number. I'm old enough to remember when the highest-paid player in the league was a millionaire.
4 p.m. Eastern, so...
4 p.m.
5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes from now, all that money really does get spent.
Yeah.
And there was a time where guys like Troy Aikman was the highest paid player in the league. And you're right, and he was like $1.5 million. And then the rookie salary, rookies started getting huge first round money. Like Joey Harrington was making $15 million a year his rookie year. And then things just... TV money started to get really, really big with ESPN and Netflix and the NFL Network.
Amazon Prime,
on and on and on. Every network has paid a large amount of money to the NFL to broadcast these games. The NFL is cash rich. And now its players are. There is a list of players. Basically, if your team didn't spend any money, you were a playoff team or you were the Vikings. One of the two. The Vikings, I'm sure, will have to spend some money to improve their roster. The teams that did it early are almost... It's winning the offseason doesn't do much for you, because in order to win the offseason, you have to usually have a pretty terrible regular season. The two teams that spent the most money in free agency are the two teams with the number one and number two picks in the draft. Tennessee Titans and the Vegas Raiders spent as much money as they possibly could, as quickly as possible, when the free agency period, like I said, starts today.
Actually, it started at three for us.
And you're going to see the center from the Baltimore Ravens, is it Lidstrom?
Yep.
Is now signed for $27 million per season.
Yep.
The highest paid center in the league before that was last year. It was Creed Humphrey from the Chiefs at $18 million per year. In a year, for that position has increased 50%. It's highest paid player. There's going to be players next year that will make more than that. It'd be the equivalent of somebody paying a running back $30 million over, right now Christian McCaffrey is the highest paid at 20, 18. If somebody came along and paid the next guy $30 million is what's happening. It'd be like paying an edge rusher $50 million. Currently the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, I was pretty sure, was Myles Garrett, if I'm not mistaken,
At
somewhere between $50 to $55 million a year. Now, NFL free agency, it does not guarantee wins, obviously. Most teams, if they are the big spenders in free agency, are...
Micah Parsons.
Are filling giant holes on offense or defense. Like I said, the Raiders have the number one pick in the draft. They're going to draft a quarterback. So naturally, they spent a lot of money on wide receivers, and they spent a lot of money on offensive line. Yep. Huge holes to fill. The Tennessee Titans had the number one pick in the draft last year. Tons of holes to fill. They got their quarterback last year. Now they are spending all the money that they can on talent to surround him. And the reason they're having to do that is because they haven't drafted well. Same thing with the Raiders. If you are drafting well...
Or coached well,
you're correct. Because the Raiders, if you look at who they signed a whole bunch of former first-round picks from other teams. Those players, they could have been drafted by the Raiders. Having to spend that much money in free agency means that there's some holes on your roster. Along those lines, the Raiders also tried really, really hard to rid themselves of their largest contract. They tried in vain, as it turns out, to trade Max Crosby, their star defensive end, who was making real money.
$35.5 million.
Making $35.5 million. The Raiders, because they are not winning with him, would like to trade him. They had a trade lined up a couple days ago with the Baltimore Ravens.
It was agreed upon.
It was, you know, I don't know if those are handshake deals. Again, the league year hasn't officially started.
It's started now.
It's kind of in business negotiations, it's not a good look to go back on a deal like that. It causes the Raiders to have to absorb money that they didn't want to spend. The Ravens decided this afternoon or yesterday that they didn't, in fact, want Max Crosby for two first-round picks. They said no thank you to the deal from the Vegas Raiders, and they went ahead and signed Trey Hendrickson.
Yes.
From the from Cincinnati, who had kind of over the last couple of years a big up and down, getting hurt, holding out, requesting a lot of money, requesting to be traded. None of that happened. He played out his year, and he ended up at 31. No,
they gave him 1 year last year.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they gave him a 1 year deal, and then he got hurt.
Yep.
And now he's playing for Baltimore, so he goes to a division rival.
Yeah, which is really...
Makes 4 years, makes $30 million a year, got everything he wanted.
He's 30, right?
He's the wrong side of 30 to be paying a guy. Most.
But he's productive, though.
Yes.
I mean, he really is.
There are questions about a guy like that. He's not an every-down lineman. He's not a three-down. He's a pass rush specialist. His run defense, not great. But, I mean, if you're trying to win a Super Bowl like Baltimore is, you'll take the good and you'll be fine with the bad for a guy like Trey Hendrickson. You'll figure it out.
Anything better than what they have been for
correct
defense?
Yep. Yeah, their defense has let them down, and that's how you try to fill a hole. They did. So Max Crosby's still with the Raiders. So, you know, like...
It messes their cap, too, because he was making... I have it here. $35.5 million per year.
Now, the Raiders had the most cap space in the NFL going in. So,
but they've also spent, in the last 48 hours,
say that the Raiders have won the offseason, or at least because they've kept Max Crosby, and they've added a whole bunch of talent to that roster, including former Packer Quay Walker, who shows up now as their starting linebacker. My guess is by the time the draft rolls around, that Max Crosby will have been traded to somebody.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Unfortunately, a lot of the teams that were looking to trade for him got their guy. Like I said, the Ravens, when they backed out of the trade, they got Trey Hendrickson. The Cowboys were looking at making that trade. They got the Rashawn Gary from the Packers for a fourth-round pick. Teams that might want a guy like that probably can't. A team like Green Bay could probably use a star. Minnesota could probably use.
Ain't got room.
But they don't have the cap space. They don't maybe have the draft capital that they'd like to give up for a player like Max Crosby. So, yeah. I mean, Baltimore Ravens.
There's a couple teams I'd see.
Sure. The Giants, I could see the Patriots, I could see a team, heck, the Chiefs. The Chiefs have seemed to be able to find a way to get premier talent on their roster.
That's in division, though.
It is, you know, but again, if you're Oakland or if you're Las Vegas Raiders, you're looking to, like I said, you might look at your team near the draft and say, you know what, let's just keep them. I bet we're going to win more than four games next year, and let's see how that goes. Because if you can afford to keep him, Yeah, you'd like those draft picks. Those are nice capital to have. You know, you ask a team like Cleveland, I bet they're happy to have two first-round picks, or a team like Dallas. Dallas probably, because Dallas does tend to draft well. Yeah, if you're Oakland, maybe those first-round picks also, you probably knew you were going to mess those picks up anyway, so maybe you'd rather have your player. So that's kind of the free agency. Did Minnesota do...
No.
Nothing.
Not yet.
No trades.
No trades. We just re-signed some people.
Aaron Jones got cut and then re-signed. I saw he's...
Well, we officially never really got cut because it doesn't happen until...
Sure. Yeah, they restructured his deal to make sure he can come back for another year.
We restructured a lot of... I mean, we restructured Justin Jefferson, Byron Murphy Jr., TJ Hockenson. We restructured that one. That was good.
Needed to do that. Yeah, I thought that trade was going to work out a little bit better for Minnesota. That was another one of those.
He was so hopeful. He was so good,
though. I really
forgot
about that trade when we were talking about how you get your GM fired.
Yeah.
That's one of those odd second round picks for TJ Hockenson that ended up. They could have used those picks. You know,
he's been hurt.
And that's that's the risk you take when you're trading for somebody else's guy.
That first year, it was great.
He was, yeah. Well, everybody on that team was actually pretty good that year, if you
except
remember.
Even the quarterback was decent.
So Minnesota hadn't changed anything, which did surprise me, although they went heavy last year on free agency and the year before.
Well, that's why we're battling to climb out of the hole.
Yep. No, you'd like to hope in a perfect storm, a team like the Bears kind of showed the way, where you not just hit on free agents, but you also hit on draft picks. You have to be able to do both. That's where a team like Green Bay has struggled, is they have maybe they hit that trade for Parsons just right, but they haven't drafted very well.
Yeah. So right now we are $1 million over the cap.
Okay. So they're not going to be
which
making,
is a lot better than the 45 at the start.
Correct.
So
it at least gives you a little wiggle room in there.
Only $8 million of dead cap.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, that's like a lot better than some teams.
Dolphins,
yeah.
$89 million.
Yeah. That's with the Dolphins releasing their starting quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, over the weekend. Yeah, that's a $50 million, or it's like $80 million in dead salary.
Something like that, yeah.
But, you know, that's again, their GM has been fired. Their coaching staff has been let go. There's a reason for that. That team failed. There's teams in the NFC North that are sort of in that boat too.
Yeah.
Any of these teams, quite honestly, in the NFC North, it's a pretty critical year for, besides the Lions. I'd say Dan Campbell.
Yeah, it's a critical year. I mean, they've lost now in free agency.
They lost a lot.
Yeah.
And they've lost a big chunk of coaches last year. So I could see them taking a step back again. I could see if Minnesota takes a step back again. Their coaching staff gets fired. If Chicago reverts back to their old Chicago form, I guess nobody gets fired because you kind of be like, oh, yeah, they're Chicago. But if Green Bay ends up at that, you know, they're 6-10.
That'll be a hot seat.
Matt LaFleur can go. He's pretty easily fired. I know that they just re-signed him in the offseason.
That
but
doesn't mean anything.
None of that means, nope, you can absolutely. It's a critical year for all four of those teams in the division because I'd say all four of the teams in the NFC North, you could craft an argument for winning the division next year. What you looking at?
Just some of the value of these contracts.
Oh, yeah. No, if anybody's looking at home to the list of guys that made $20 million to $25 million in the last couple of days is remarkable. There's a lot of players that I had to look up and say.
I mean, Malik Willis could earn $45 million if he does everything right.
Okay. If he starts all 17 games.
I'm sure there's a lot of
makes a
incentives
Pro Bowl.
And everything else.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, he's got the type of game Malik Willis does that he could make a Pro Bowl. His numbers, he's going to rush.
That's not saying much at this point.
It is not. No, you're right. Making the Pro Bowl, Shedeur Sanders made the Pro Bowl this year, and he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Didn't even start the entire season and made the Pro Bowl. But Malik Willis is going to run the football. He's going to be probably amongst the top five rushing quarterbacks in the league next year. I know this. If I'm looking for a flyer in fantasy football, you could do a whole lot worse than Malik Willis. I'm sure of that.
J.J. McCarthy?
No, he's worse. No, that's a good call. He's tremendously a bit worse. No, that's about it for NFL free agency. I know with the combine in the back door, sort of back seat, the draft comes in a month April. You get some pro days in there. This actually, now that teams are starting to sign some free agents, this is where you start to see some trades happen.
Yeah.
Teams can start looking at their depth and saying, okay, what can we what do you think we can actually get for this second round pick? And then you can start seeing trades might happen here. If you're Minnesota, what are you looking for to shore up your offseason? You got a month left of the offseason, we'll say.
Corner.
Okay.
Maybe probably a running back. O-line.
You're talking in
Ryan, the Ryan Kelly's retiring.
I saw that.
Thank you.
You're talking in the draft then, right? Like you need to hit on draft picks.
We've got 9 picks.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Which is because smart GM Ace will do trading 7th round picks to move up into the 6th round because they identify the guy.
Took 6th round. I mean, we used to be pretty good at that.
That's the way. That's the way that teams really do improve. Is it's not because you drafted 3 guys in the 7th round.
Right.
It's because you took those 2 7th round picks and you packaged them up to move up into the 6th round. The Packers were really good about that a couple of years ago where you just keep spinning those picks and identify a guy, and that's how those picks become valuable. They really do. If you're in the top of the NFL draft, you're more than likely. I mean, your team obviously struggled. You probably had some cap space. If you're anybody in that top 10, you're gonna get your offensive lineman more than likely. A lot of these guys, it looks like front 7, right? Your middle line, your offensive line, your defensive line, besides the Raiders at number 1 getting a quarterback. No, it's a deep draft. It's coming up in a month, and it's in Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
Or is it okay?
Yeah.
I really like that live draft thing. That I don't know why I get a kick out of that, but it's fun to see the fans, you know.
Yeah, it like I always say, it's the off season right like now is the interesting, fun one to watch. Aside from real football being played, it's. They do a really good job of keeping everybody engaged.
Absolutely, they do. You know? Yeah, no, there's the NFL Network.
Just right, like this period right now looks crazy, 2 billion, you know, whatever. And then it'll settle a little bit, and everybody go, oh, yeah, NFL. Oh, draft.
Yep.
And then you go.
And then about a month after that, you're like, oh, we're almost done. And then preseason's kicking off. Yeah, so. It goes like that. I mean, the sports season for whatever your favorite sport is a long season. You know, baseball is 162 games. It goes 200 days.
Too much.
And then there's spring training. Spring training is going on right now. It's February. It's an entire February and an entire March of non-baseball baseball. And then we go to actual baseball. Yeah, the offseason for baseball hardly ever ends. The NBA is a little bit, you know, it's 82 games. It's a little bit shorter. There's not the buildup for free agency. There's not the buildup for the draft. There's not the excitement that the NFL has just built in. The NFL just knows how to get you excited.
But, yeah, I think, it'll be some defensive players that are, you know, we're losing some. Harrison Smith, we don't know if he's coming back yet or not. So we need safety, cornerback.
Sure.
Maybe a D-line, O-line, running back.
So how many, realistically, how many of those half a dozen things can you actually target and get right in a draft? Because round, you have a first-round pick and a second-round pick. Those are starters.
Yes.
Those are, you can draft a starter.
Third round could
be. Starter, you could find your running back. You could find a starting linebacker. You could find a starting cornerback in the third round. You could.
Yep. I mean, we're 18. We're looking probably a safety corner
in
the first round.
Okay.
Then maybe I would say, knowing them, they probably would
linemen,
take.
Linemen, right? Yeah, it's got to be offensive linemen.
O-line, D-line. Because we're losing, we cut Hargrave.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, Javon Hargraves.
You know. What was the other one we cut?
Well, Ryan Kelly was your center.
He's gone. He retired.
Bullard? Was it?
Greenard. He's still there. They're fielding calls for trades for him.
So those are guys that you are looking to replace.
Yeah.
And obviously, those are. All right. And if you're the Packers without a first round pick this year because of the Micah Parsons trade, your second round pick, you need a cornerback. If you go into next year, Green Bay Packers with Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine as your two starting cornerbacks, that's the worst starting cornerbacks in the league as far as in the division. There's real wide receivers in that division that will absolutely can beat both of those and did all year.
Yeah.
So if you can't find a guy in the second round that can see the field immediately as a second or third corner, you're going to lose 10. I'm convinced of this. You're going to lose 9 or 10 games this year. If your secondary isn't better, they have great safeties. Xavier McKinney is an all-pro. Bullard playing next to him has seemed to play a lot better. You know, like they have really good, on paper, some really good safeties. You know, defensive line is okay. But, yeah, your starting cornerback group is...
Because you also lost... You've lost people.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. They're, the Packers on defense lost.
You better nail
Rashawn Gary,
wide receiver right this time.
Ngabari. They lost Romeo Doubs, and I'm sure they need to draft a wide receiver. Yeah, and you can find those in the third and fourth round. The Packers have done that. Most teams are capable of finding. You know, guys like Chris Godwin are in the third round. Yep. There's, you know, George Pickens was a second rounder. It's doable. But you have to hit on these picks. You know, the Packers need a cornerback, they need a wide receiver, and they need defensive help.
Yep.
And with limited picks, yep, Packers are really in that boat too. They need to nail these picks because they don't have the cap space to make up for it, just like Minnesota does. It'll be interesting for, you know, as a fan seeing what that roster looks like, because just like last year, people were really, really high on the Packers. I was not as high on the Packers as most, and I was.
Yeah, a lot of people were like,
yeah, Super Bowl contend. And
well, Jordan Love's going to be MVP, and
no, he was not. No, he was the second best quarterback on his team by the end of the year, is what Jordan Love was. That was they've got a ways to go to catch. The best teams, like, you know, the best teams in the NFL got better. Besides Baltimore, I'd say the best teams in the league all got better in the offseason. So, Green Bay's got some chasing. Offseason. No, you're right. The offseason winners and losers is pretty subjective, but... so that's it for the NFL for at least. And, you know, next week, I'm sure there always is, some trade, some interesting signing, some odd...
Another one I thought was...
Odd coaching firings seem to happen this time of year.
Oh, I think it's going to happen.
I would hope...
Everybody got fired.
That's fair.
I'm going to hold a note, because I got a little bit... Because he was on my fantasy football team, was Rico Dowdle.
Mm. Where'd he go?
Pittsburgh.
I like that. Pittsburgh makes good use out of running backs. They
usually.
And Dowdle was really nice last year up until he was hurt.
Yep. You just got to figure out your quarterback.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I can sympathize.
Right. Yes, you can. Yeah. Now, if anybody talks about poor quarterbacks.
Well, probably, hopefully, by next week, we'll have a decision on a quarterback.
Yeah. I make fun of their lack of quarterback play. But
if Kyler Murray comes.
Kyler Murray, former number one pick of the Arizona Cardinals, is cut by the Cardinals.
Pro Bowl. I mean, he was rookie of the year.
He's made the Pro Bowl. He's rookie of the year. Great baseball player.
Yeah.
He's just a little short. He's a reclamation project. Yeah, you're taller than him. I'm saying.
Not by much.
No, but he's a professional athlete.
He's athletic. He's really athletic.
Incredibly athletic, yes.
I think a maturity process has to happen with him. And yeah, he's a reclamation.
I mean, if they got the most out of Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Josh Dobbs, Sam Darnold, every quarterback, Daniel Jones, every quarterback who's walked,
JJ.
Every quarterback, and I said quarterback, he's just some guy. He's some guy on your team.
Michigan kid.
He seems to be just some guy.
Okay.
But every other quarterback who's walked in the door there has gotten better. So Kyler Murray was average. If you could take him as above average, Minnesota would win 10 games, no doubt, next year. Minnesota,
the problem with it is that is not the way right now that O'Connell has the team made. You know, it's not made for some athletic quarterback running plays, and, you know, stuff like that. So they'd have to really adjust, and I think that's why everything's kind of taken a slow. They really want to go, is that what they really want?
Well, I mean, if you're Kyler Murray, it is your, I would say, best opportunity.
Yeah, because Geno went back to the Jets.
Yeah, Geno Smith went to the Jets. That's a fun circle to complete. But yeah, I mean, if you're Kyler Murray, there isn't another team where you can start.
Right.
And that you know that you can start for a coach who develops quarterbacks.
Because the other was going to be Indianapolis. Well, they just signed
Daniel Jones. Yep, they got their guy. Yep, no, you're running out of... you know, there's only so many chairs
right.
left if you're a, if you believe yourself to be a starting caliber.
Even Tua got a job.
Oh yeah, he's well. That was an interesting one. Tua got cut by the Dolphins, and as a left-handed quarterback, his options for where he goes as a backup are really limited. Because if you're a coaching staff, you need your backup to be the same-handed as your starter. Because everything in practice has to run that way.
Yeah, because it flows. Yep. The ball moves differently.
Yep. So yeah. It was a really unique spot where that was pretty much the only landing spot for Tua.
That's a good spot for him.
Yeah, of course it is. Yep. Quarterback development, I mean, Tua will, it's not the last time you've seen Tua need to win a game. You know, same thing for Kyler Murray. These guys, these quarterbacks, they reappear. You always need your backup quarterback. Right. There isn't a team in football who didn't need their backup quarterback to do something last year.
Yep.
Or will need them to, you know, it's, yeah, you need that second quarterback almost like you need any other.
So hopefully by this time next week, we'll have an answer on that. As well as some other answers.
Okay, yeah, all right, cool. That's the NFL for, you know, a week.
For now.
Next is spring training, Brewers. We're about halfway through spring training.
Really? Already?
You know, give or take. It's
didn't pitchers and catcher just start last week?
Time flies, man. Time is clipping by. Yeah, you're about halfway through spring training. You're starting to see some of the players, some of the really younger players go to rookie ball or you know, AAA camp or whatever, rookie development league. But they've looked, I mean, it's spring training, so it's hard to say things like, boy, that Brandon Lockridge.
It's like preseason football.
It is absolutely like preseason football. It's hard to judge because just like in preseason football, but Brandon Lockridge was a guy who's going to be looked at to be a fourth outfielder for the Brewers. They need that guy. Isaac Collins was really hit like 270, played in 120 games last year as their fourth outfielder. In the in the spring training part of the season, he's hitting like 400. He's looking really good, stealing bases. But again, just like in preseason football, you don't know if that's going against a top line starter, or is this somebody's
backup
triple A, you know, rookie?
One minute.
No way. Look at us.
I told you we're going to talk about NFL the whole
time. Yeah, we are. Well, then I'm going to skip baseball because the World Baseball Classic is going on.
And USA is going to lose.
And the USA might not make it to the next round despite having a lineup full of superheroes. That's just how tournaments work. Yep. The rest of the world is just as good at baseball as the U.S. is. So
Italy?
That happens. Yeah, I'll watch. I like watching the team from Mexico. There's a couple of former Brewers and current Brewers. That's good to watch.
Okay.
Badger basketball, the Big Ten tournament, is starting.
30 seconds.
Is starting soon. The Badgers looking to be like a fifth or a sixth seed. Nick Boyd was a second team all-conference this year, probably the best transfer in the country. For the third year in a row, the Badgers nailed it, coached by Greg Gard. And John Blackwell was third team all-conference.
10 seconds.
Badgers got it all to make a big tournament run. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Thanks for doing this with me. Bye now.